You know, and it's like they don't really know their community. And, you know, just in 3 years, we've gotten more attached to this community than we did, you know, in 30 years in Chicago.
Joining us today, Todd Miller and Gene Ault. And again, it's For Pete's Sake, the number 4, Pete's Sake. You can find out more. And their upcoming Day in the Park, celebrating 20 years, is this Sunday.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden and Vice President Harris today announcing a new agreement to lower the cost of 10 prescription drugs for Americans on Medicare. Here's ABC News senior congressional correspondent Selena Wang.
The president says this is relief for the millions of seniors that take these drugs to treat everything from heart failure, arthritis, diabetes, and more, adding that it's also a relief for American taxpayers. In her own statement, the vice president saying today's announcement will be life-changing for so many of her loved ones across the nation.
Former President Donald Trump traveling to North Carolina yesterday, outlining his economic policy. Kamala Harris unveils her economic policy tomorrow in the same state. The head of the CIA is in Doha, Qatar, spearheading talks on a ceasefire in the Middle East. That is, the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says 40,000 Palestinians have been killed so far in the fighting. The president of Columbia University, Manoush Safiq, has resigned months after student protests gripped the New York campus. This is ABC News. Another outbreak of Mpox.
While the vast majority of the cases are in Congo, disease expert Professor Salim Abdul Karim says it's now starting to show up in about a dozen other African states.
These are countries that didn't have cases in the last few years, now reporting cases, and several of them are reporting cases of the variant of Mpox that is being spread in the DRC.
Although most symptoms are mild, it can in some cases be deadly. The Congo death toll thought to be around 500. Tom Rivers, ABC News, and the Foreign Desk.
New research says the increasing frequency of wildfires is putting the health of American farm workers at risk. They are forced to breathe in more smoke. And Yankees slugger Aaron Judge racing into the record books.
On a 3-0 pitch, Judge lasers home run number 300, the fastest ever to hit that mark.
The call on WFAN, he's the only player to get to 300 homers in less than 1,000 games. This is ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a 4-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
A check of the forecast is coming up in a bit from WRCO on this Thursday morning. It is 4 minutes after 7.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Our our southern border isn't chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Inspired Innovations is much more than a salon. You'll find items from local vendors, including A&B Boutique Clothing, The Gift Corner from Robin's Nest, Paparazzi Jewelry, Signs by Inspired Creations, and unique offerings from local crafters. Plus, you can browse from Inspired Innovations salon quality hair care and styling products from brands they trust. Stop in soon at Inspired Innovations, the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goltham in the Log Building.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 76, a few showers and thunderstorms, a few of which could be heavy later today. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, humid and mild, and a low of 65. Friday, clouds to a few peaks of sunshine, still humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms, and a high of 81. Friday night, scattered showers taper off, and a low of 62. Saturday, patchy sunshine and mild, and a high near 80. In Richland Center, 13/100ths of an inch of rain since midnight. We had about a tenth last night as well, so it's starting to add up a little bit on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge today. Get a little bit of dust out of the rain gauge and maybe a little bit more on the way today. Thank you for joining us on WRCO and WRCE. This is Scotty McCreary.
I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on the street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe. This bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer. But hell, I'm already here, sitting here. I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on. Looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Our break turned in.
Thursday morning. It is 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. Hank will join me in a few minutes here on WRCO. Hank's he's doing pretty well for himself. He watches what he eats, but I'll tell you what, it's tough when he's looking out his sales window and he sees the sign for Dunkin', McDonald's, and Pizza Hut down the road. So that's tough. You know, and he looks out the other window and he sees KFC, Taco Bell. So, yeah, he's getting along all right, though. Anyway, we have a couple of tickets to give away for the Badgers Steam and Gas Engine Club show starting out this very, very weekend. And they're going to be putting out all of the stops, getting a lot of case implements in there and all kinds of cars and trucks and, of course, tractors and steam engines and fire trucks and all kinds of big and little toys as well. We have a couple of tickets for caller number 8 at 608-647-4155. Caller 8 goes to the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show, and we'll give you a couple of tickets so you can take a date too, right?
If your kids turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love. Just trying to write a song, I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turn your back on me, walked away, not a thing about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart.
Today was Lisa Benson. Congratulations, Lisa. And she'll be attending the upcoming Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show, the 61st annual show, which kind of blows my mind. You know, a lot of the tractors that will be there were made after the first year, back in 1963. So, but they're showing a lot of stuff there. The case implements going all the way back to the early 1900s, including some case, cars, and trucks. That's certainly something you don't see every day.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Beer don't keep, love's not cheap. Trucks don't wreck themselves. Mama ain't a shrink, dad ain't a bank, and God ain't a wishing well. Money ain't rich, everybody sins, and nobody wins in a fight. And sometimes wrong is right. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy, a bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think I do, but there's something to some of it. Like a laugh, tears don't last, it scares what praying's for. If it's close, swing the bat, everybody's got a pass, and love's worth living for. When you dance, hold it close, did a breaks, go for broke, be the first to reach for a hand. No, you don't get to do some things again. Some of it, you learn the hard. You want rid of me, you make is being true to her till your glass runs out of sight.
Church on Country and Community. It is sprinkling again in the community. The time is 7:20.
Looking for unbeatable deals on quality meats? Head over to Richland Locker Company. This week, grab our mouth-watering boneless arm roast for just $5.98 a pound. Perfect for your family dinner. And don't forget our deli specials. Get Kretschmar Mesquite Smoked Turkey for $8.48 a pound and sliced mild cheddar cheese for only $5.48 a pound. Richland Locker Company, where quality meets affordability. Visit us today.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Our team of certified lactation counselors at the Richland Hospital and Clinics will tell you breastfeeding is a learned skill. New babies and moms sometimes have trouble finding a position that works for them. With practice and support, most mothers can breastfeed successfully. As part of National Breastfeeding Month, our Birth Center team wants to remind everyone that we're here to support your family's breastfeeding journey by offering coaching and support before birth, during your hospital stay, and after you and your little one are back home.
Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Morning, Philip.
The Hankster.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
Living the dream, you are.
Living the dream.
A little rain out there?
A little rain, yes. Yeah. Probably would have been a good day to sleep in, but you
were... Oh, I'm going home. See you later, bud.
Oh, yeah. You were here early this morning.
I was here early.
You must not have been able to sleep
in. I couldn't sleep much. Huh. So, but anyway, that's part of it some days. You know, when the workload is heavy here, you just...
Oh. Boy,
you have not let up on me, and
I got to play the little violins.
Yeah. Do you hear them?
No, I don't.
I do.
Oh, well.
Get off the windows.
Yeah, whatever.
What? You're playing with a pen again, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Where's all these pens that you were bragging to everybody about? You hid them from us.
I misled somebody. I said, you know, I was trying to make a joke that I said how old these pens were,
mm-hmm.
and everybody wanted to see them because I said it was F&M Bank and Coast to Coast and Keegan Mills and everybody. Hey, I want to see those. No, I was making a joke that they're not, you know, they're old pens.
Oh.
They're not really that old, but you know that over here somewhere.
But see you.
Here.
So someone brought you those.
Yeah, I whine down the air that every time...
You whine about everything.
Yeah, every time I go to write, somebody calls in with a birthday, and I'm like, ah.
It's really funny that, you know, I gave you two pens the other day,
yep.
and there's gone, and that's a new one in here.
Yep.
And that one will be gone today, too, because you leave them everywhere.
Well, and
it's
I'm
a
not
trail
the,
of pens.
I'm not the only one, but that's the case.
No, it is. You're the only one in here.
A lot of people are in here. They go in that studio. There's two. So, like, one studio has, like, 100 pens, and there are none in here.
Okay, Phil. And that's your studio.
Uh-huh. Well, no.
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
look right now. I bet you can only find maybe one pen.
Okay, you take them somewhere, young man.
No.
I'm just saying, I don't take your pens. The only ones I take are the good ones.
I didn't accuse you.
You didn't have to. I feel it. All WRCO staff are hurt by the insinuation that we're pen thieves.
Well, that's too bad.
And you don't really care at this point, do you?
No, not really. I'm just kind of seeing these pens are taped together. I could almost, like back in the day when I was writing sentences, you know,
oh, yes.
tape that many pens
yes.
together. So, let's see if I can still do it after all these years here. You know.
Like, oh, I bet you can, Phil. You probably still have to do it for June every once in a while.
I'm going to get three of them out of the rubber band here and see if I can still do it. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. I will not
write a sentence.
Talk out of turn. Okay. All right.
Wow.
Not bad.
You don't have to worry about that here.
No, I don't have to.
It's always your turn.
Well, as I say, I get paid for what I used to get in trouble for.
So yes.
There you go.
It all comes together somehow.
If you're lucky enough to find that job.
Any plans for the night, young man?
I'm trying to think. No, the end of the year walk with Grace meeting is tonight. At 6, so that's going on. It's kind of the calm before the busy storm. You get into
next week it starts
high school sports.
Yes.
Yep. So it'll be my last free Friday night. So June and I might go out on the
June
town.
Better take advantage.
She's going to take advantage.
She's
of
She's probably going away.
We're going to go out on the town, and we'll probably be home by 5:45.
Yes. So. Yeah. Hey, you always know when you're getting older, Phil. Do you know?
Yep.
That when you're getting ready to go to bed, your kids are getting ready to go out.
I know it. Isn't that the way it is?
That is the truth.
It is the truth.
It is.
And there's always the joke about, you know, older people going out and going out to eat, you know, by 5 o'clock. And, you know, but really that isn't that bad of a deal because I don't like to eat late.
I don't either.
Anymore. You know, it's better for you if you eat earlier.
So. See, in my bowl of ice cream at 2:30 in the morning, that's late to eat. No, that's just early.
That's... So that's your past midnight snack.
I tell you, I can't have ice cream in the house. I can't say no to it.
Oh, it's hard.
It's hard.
Uh-huh.
And then, but if you look at the ice cream dish and you go, you know what? We can turn this into a fruit salad.
Oh.
So I put bananas in it.
Oh.
Strawberries. And then, you know, I need some protein, so I throw some peanuts in there.
Oh.
So it's actually a pretty nice dish.
With ice cream? Oh, boy.
And then to sweeten everything up, you add a little bit of sugar and then some chocolate syrup.
Sugar?
Oh, yes.
The chocolate syrup isn't good enough.
No.
Oh, Hank.
Yeah.
There's just temptations all around.
Maybe I need an intervention.
Maybe you do.
Yeah.
That actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Utter Brothers and A&W from basketball don't help me at all.
I was going to say.
They do not help me.
And as I mentioned earlier, you're looking out and you're seeing Dunkin', yes. McDonald's, Pizza Hut, and KFC Taco Bell the other way.
Yeah, not a fan.
What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah, what do you do?
I eat Marie Callender's lunch yesterday. Oh. World record day, young man.
Yeah. What do you got?
What do you got? I got a height. Did you see about the high school basketball coach?
I did.
Did you have that down?
I saw that.
I'll let you go ahead since you're a sports nut.
The coach from Maine.
Yes.
Broke a Guinness World Record by shooting 1,134 three-pointers in 1 hour. Ryan Martin, a coach at Lake Region High School in Naples and a former Mr. Maine basketball, made those behind the three-point line in the one-hour time limit. He says it's really just taking it one shot at a time and having confidence in yourself, knowing you're prepared to do it. Boy, I don't know. I'd probably make three.
He's a 1,000-point scorer in an hour.
I know. Boy, that's crazy.
A wedding ring, Philip, lost on a Kentucky couple's property, was finally found more than 61 years later.
Wow.
Barbara Gregory said her husband, Glenn, lost his wedding ring just 2 months after the wedding in 1963. And said the ring was lost, that was lost near the tree they planted after returning from their honeymoon. But despite a long search, it never turned up. Glenn died in December and was buried on the Henry Country Farm. Barbara Gregory hired Jonathan Searcy of Searcy Monument Company to place Glenn's grave marker, and while working near the tree, he spotted something glistening in the sun.
Ooh, there you go.
So, you know, it was the odds are 1 in a million that you're going to find that. And where he was going to be buried, they found his ring.
They found his ring.
That's pretty impressive.
That is impressive.
Yeah, someone's talking to him.
Some divine intervention.
You ain't a kidding.
Yep.
So, but that's always, you know, and that's why a lot of people, I always give good advice, Phil, or try to.
People take advice from you?
Sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. They go, you know, the best time in your life is behind you. Is not behind you. It's in front of you. You have to make what it is.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes you forget that. Yeah,
Ron Fruit always told me, he goes, Henry, he goes, there's a reason that the rearview mirror is smaller than the windshield.
Oh.
So
good advice.
It is. It right. really is. So right. just keep your head, keep pounding.
Keep pounding. I'm very guilty of living in the past, yep. I think. Yeah. Especially on Saturday nights.
Yeah, Saturday nights, yeah. sure. Am.
But then.
But you don't have to bring the hair and all the clothes that come with the past.
Oh.
You know, like your hippie hair and stuff like that. Because you're always living in the past here. Or your rock.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yep.
you don't have to do
head
that.
Bang.
You don't have to bring all that stuff in.
No.
And we're kind of getting tired of it.
Well, thank you. Anything else you'd like to complain about?
Did you have the console one?
Yes, I did.
Go ahead with that one.
The dedicated gamer from Saudi Arabia, earning a Guinness World Record, hooking up 444 video game consoles to a single TV.
That is crazy.
How could you do that?
And did you see the video of that?
Yes, I did. He set them up with more than 30 RCA switchers, more than 12 HDMI switchers, and various other modes of connection. So one TV, and he could switch back and forth from all those video games.
Isn't that crazy?
The question is why? But yeah, he did set the record, it sounds like.
But another record, Phil, or another question, why in the heck would you have 444 consoles?
I don't know.
My goodness. That's a lot of money.
Probably bought a few used because they are for sale.
Yeah, he said he had them from a Sega Genesis, extremely rare Super A can. I was really. You remember the Sega Genesis?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Did you know that I got the Sega Sports Award in Arkansas when I was a senior?
For video gaming?
No, for playing football.
Really?
Yep, I did.
Yeah. I did not know that. Huh.
People go to, what's Sega? Never mind.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, it was a scholarship of some sort.
Huh.
Yeah, it was the Sega Genesis athlete of, I don't remember what it was, but does it really matter? I mean.
Huh. Well, that's very cool. Did you have something wearing your letter jacket with that then? Or?
No. I put it on my Speedo.
Oh.
Yes. You want to see it?
No. No.
You want to see the patch?
No.
Hey, the tallest toilet paper roll pyramid, Phil. We could do this. We could break this record.
All right.
It's 13 feet, 5 inches high. It was built by Ivan Nito of Monterio and Fernando Grama, all of Brazil. It's really neat.
Wow.
On November 20th of last year, the structure was made of 23,821 separate rolls.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, you talk about, it's a good thing that they didn't do that during the COVID era.
Yeah, that's true. That it was hard to find. It was hard to find a roll.
Yes.
But it'd be, you know, here you'd be constructing the pyramid. And then somebody would holler and say, hey, I need a roll. You know, then it'd ruin the pyramid and come crashing down, probably. Oh, well.
One more final thought. The movie Die Hard 2, you remember that?
Yeah, well, sure.
Was released in Hungary under the title, Your Life is More Expensive. That's the truth. Buddy.
All right.
I hope you have a great day and everybody be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in its sympathy room. Added Touch has stone saddles and refill urn liners. Choose from silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, urns, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes. Added Touch has fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Get everything you need at Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelinek. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is now open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Rave, Paula Red, and Zestar. Also, the bakery is in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, turnovers, and all the goodies. Oakwood Fruit Farm is located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs, check out the new website, and like them on Facebook. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open 7 days a week from 9 until 5.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Some notes on today. Woodstock Music and Art Fair opened in upstate New York in 1969. An estimated 460,000 people attended the three-day festival. Also on this day in 2003, bouncing back from the largest blackout in U.S. history, cities from the Midwest and Manhattan restored power to tens of millions of people. Some notes on today, birthdays and anniversaries are next. We can check those for you now. Today is the middle of the month, and a happy birthday wish to Benjamin Peckham and to Carter Robledo. That is from the Richland Center Primary School. Also, happy birthday today to Shalene Matthews and to Patty Kraska from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Well, let's see. What else do we have today? Happy birthday to Adam Haiti from Five Points Lutheran Church. Greetings to Adam. Also today to Kirk Stibbe from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. The birthday list includes David Umbehound, also from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Greetings to Jim Umbehound from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. They've kind of cornered the market on the birthdays today. And David Zegon, all the best on this middle of the month from your friends in Ash Creek. From Willow Valley United Methodist, all the best to Wyatt Willis, who celebrates on the 15th. Happy birthday, Patrick McGlynn from Lori and the Guys this morning. And also Gavin Templin from Aunt Beck and Uncle Lovey, along with Beckham, wishing you the best. Happy birthday to Mary Beth Legal from your husband, Ralph. Mary Beth is going to be really wined and dined today and spoiled down there in Spring Green. Happy birthday wishes to Mary Jean Honer from cousin Mary Smith. Greetings today to David Umbehound from Kathy and the family. Happy birthday to you. And greetings to Lane Joseph from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Greetings today from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca United Methodist, Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club. Happy birthday to Draven Allen and Paige Bailey. Kelly, also Macy Mulholland, and Curtis Kwame today. Happy anniversary to Amanda and Brett Jenny and Mr. and Mrs. Dave McHenry. And happy birthday wishes from the RC Lions today to Nicole Tennant, to Alina Bolt, and Nikki Kiley, Mary Honer, Adam Haiti, Ellie Grace Turner, Macy Mulholland, Chandler Manring, and Patricia Kraska. Happy anniversary to Adam and Serena Tukendorf.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver. All at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Joanne has the news right around the bend here today on a bit of a rainy day in Southwest Wisconsin. Here's one for our birthday celebrants.
Well, I know it's kind of late. I hope I didn't wake you. But what I've got to say can't wait. I know you'd understand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song. Yeah, I know it's kind of strange. Every time I'm near you, I just run out of things to say. I know you'd understand.
Croce on WRCO-FM 100.9, WRCE, and we have some great stuff to share with you news-wise and sports-wise, and the trivia question of the day is coming up next hour here on WRCO. It's a rainy day in the neighborhood today. We haven't really had a rainy day for a while, so here it is today, and hopefully none of the showers get a little heavy. That is in the forecast for today, the possibility anyway. Joanne has more coming up here on the news.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, 172 South Church Street.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's currently a cloudy 65 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Humid and breezy today with off and on showers and thunderstorms. A few could be heavy later in the day with a high of 76. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, humid and mild with a low of 65. In Richland Center, it's 65 degrees in Richland Center.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. During a Wednesday stop in the Wausau area, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers provided reaction to Tuesday's statewide referendum results, which saw both Republican-authored constitutional amendments fail. Evers said it's good news no matter which political party is in power because it means needed federal funds will get out the door in a timely fashion. The Democratic governor having the ability to use federal money in a smart way is critical. Important, and that adding the legislature to the process could be a problem. He cited a recent deadlock between his administration and Republicans in the legislature over funding for PFAS mitigation, funding that's been tied up for more than a year. Had the questions passed, legislative oversight would have been required before any new federal dollars could be distributed. Supporters said that would have given taxpayers a say in the process, while opponents questioned the wisdom of adding another gatekeeper to the process. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde took questions at a WisPolitics luncheon in Madison Wednesday. Hovde said he wants abortion put before voters at the state level. He said Wisconsinites need to resolve the issue with a common sense and compassionate approach to a woman that is in that tough spot. Hovde said abortion should be put to a referendum. Hovde also said a federal abortion ban will never happen and that the majority of pregnancies are now terminated with medication, the so-called morning after pill. Hovde also pushed back against Democrats' accusations that he's from California. He said he's never been a resident of California and that Democrats have spent $5 or $6 million telling people he is because he's been successful and bought a bank in California. Hovde is suing multiple TV stations and a Democratic PAC over an ad that makes accusations, including that he is a California banker. Hovde also responded to a comment made earlier this year by former House Speaker Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, who said Donald Trump lacks the character to be president. Hovde said he's supporting Trump and that regardless of whether you like him personally or not, the outcomes of the policies and the performance of this country under his presidency versus Joe Biden's presidency is night and day different. The plan to lay off 32 tenured faculty members at UW-Milwaukee is moving ahead. Chancellor Mark Monet announced the effort as part of a major restructuring effort. The proposed cuts include closing the College of General Studies and its branch campuses. The plan still requires approval from the UW Board of Regents before implementation. Cranberry growers in the state are expecting a $4.9 million barrel crop this year. Wisconsin is expected to produce 61% of the U.S. cranberry crop, remaining the largest cranberry producer in the world. This will be the 30th year that Wisconsin has led the nation in cranberry production. This will generate $1 billion in state economic impact and provides thousands of local jobs. A man convicted of walking into a Madison woman's apartment and assaulting her last year is going to jail. 28-year-old David Cartagena Molina was sentenced in Dane County Court Wednesday to 3 years in jail. He pled guilty to attempted sexual assault earlier this year for wailing into a downtown woman's apartment in June of 2023 and choking her out when she dialed 911. But this was at least the fourth time Molina had intruded in people's homes, having been convicted three previous times in similar cases. He was on probation for the prior convictions. A Western Wisconsin man accused of murder is being held on $1 million bond. 55-year-old John Stumlin is accused of killing Daniel Reardon and hiding his body behind a mobile home. La Crosse County deputies were called there for a death investigation last week and found Reardon's body concealed under some plants in the backyard. When they tried to get inside, they found the home barricaded by Stumlin. Deputies eventually got inside and arrested Stumlin after finding blood. Prosecutors say Stumlin struck Reardon multiple times in the head and punctured his skull. A man accused of hate crimes for disrupting a UW-Madison student meeting last fall has been formally charged. 20-year-old Lucas Nowak faces four charges, including making terrorist threats and disorderly conduct with a dangerous weapon. He is accused of being one of three men who entered the Humanities Building in November of 2023 and threatened the participants inside. All three were quickly identified with the help of the FBI and tips from the community. None of them were UW-Madison students or staff. Nowak is banned from campus as part of his bail agreement. Wisconsin Farm Technology Days has officially kicked off in Chippewa County. The Farming Equipment Expo is being hosted at the Chippewa Valley Music Festival grounds in Cadott and will be open from 9 to 4 each day. The event will feature over 400 vendors displaying some of the latest technology in farming and connecting with other industry professionals. The Walk with Grace wrap-up meeting will be held tonight at 6 at the Grace office, located above Royal Bank in Richland Center. All committee members, team members, and the community are encouraged to attend to share what they felt went well and what changes they would like to see for next year's walk. The 61st Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show will be held Friday through Sunday on its grounds near Baraboo. Here's Michael Hernan with more.
The Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show will display many different types and eras of steam tractors and will highlight J.I. Case this year. Peter Holzman is looking forward to the many tractors.
This year, the club is trying to get one model of every horsepower rating of the steam tractors, the steam engines that were made. So they're starting with the very smallest Case steam tractor, right on up to the 110 horse. So they're going to have a lot of steam tractors there. And a lot of those were built, you know, in the teens. So when they're out there moving around and doing stuff, you're looking at a piece of history that's well over 100 years old getting around.
Holzman says that Case wasn't just a tractor manufacturer.
Not many people realize that Case built a car and they built a truck and tried to sell them with their dealers. We have two of them in the display building now, and the others will be out on the line with whatever shows up. We never know what cars are going to be there and what trucks and who's going to participate. That's always a guessing game, I guess. But yeah, we have quite a few cars and trucks.
You are also invited to watch a blacksmith at the show.
There's a blacksmith shop, permanent building there with blacksmiths making various items during the show. They have their forges working and the hammers and the anvils, and they are always willing to talk.
There will also be a huge flea market to shop in.
300 vendors, something like that. Covers a lot of area, and it is varied. It's not just machinery, cast iron items. It's not just any particular thing. And if you can't find it at the flea market, chances are it doesn't exist in Wisconsin. There's everything from toys to tools to lamps, antiques of all kinds, and just a whole lot of stuff, garden tractor stuff. I don't know. You've just got to walk through there and decide what you're going to look for and just keep walking because you got a long ways to go.
Food and refreshments will be available for purchase on the grounds.
We're going to have several food vendors and reasonable prices. Several church groups have food tents there, and some youth groups have food tents there. We try to get local people into be the food providers, and we do look for them. They do a lot of food and a lot of variation in the food. It's not just burgers and brats. There's lots of other stuff going on in the food department, too.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
The American Red Cross is experiencing an emergency blood shortage. More than 3,500 donation appointments were missed in the month of June alone. Since July 1st, the Red Cross national blood supply has fallen by more than 25%, and certain blood types have less than a day's worth of availability. Blood donors of all types, especially those with type O blood, are urged to give as soon as possible to help patients receive life-saving medical care. Your opportunity to give the gift of life will be available in the next few days. A blood drive will be held tomorrow from noon to 4 at Messianic Christian Fellowship in Black Earth. Another will be held Saturday from 8 to 1 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Loganville. And a third will be held Monday from 1 to 6 at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval. To make an appointment at any blood drive, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Today is Thursday, August 15th. June Ann Lassicky, 75, of Richland Center, died August 6th at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the East Pine River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. June Ann Lassicky, 75, of Richland Center. Patricia M. Messeberg, 78, of Hillsboro, died Sunday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home today from 4 to 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 to 11. Patricia M. Messeberg, 78, of Hillsboro. Robert J. Bob Watson, 73, of Hillsboro, died August 7th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery, Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 10:30. Robert J. Bob Watson, 73, of Hillsboro. Phil Phippen, age 82, died July 13th after a long illness. A service of remembrance will be held Saturday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Friends may call at Christ Lutheran Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Phil Phippen, age 82. Charles R. Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th at home. Family and friends are invited to join in a celebration of life picnic Saturday from 4 to 7 at the family home on South Park Street in Richland Center to share memories, stories, and laughter. Charles R., Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open to 5 weekdays.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.